Aaron Murphy's head basketball coach of South Nottoway. South Nottoway is going to have their championship game of the PVI tournament at Bearcat Arena coming up on Friday against DeKalb. They have a pretty busy early week next week, or it's three-game week to start with. Then they got Ward County and Osborne back-to-back on Monday and Tuesday. They're off to a 3-0 start, including a nice win in their first game against King City, one in overtime, 48-45, and what had to withhold a charge, I guess, that the King City made to go ahead and tie it, because you created a little, what, separation first half?
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to get up on them. The first quarter, we were up 13-6 at the end of it, and at second quarter at one time, we were able to extend it up to, I believe it was about a 15-point lead. We were able to force a lot of turnovers and score in transition. Second half, I fully put the responsibility, I kind of changed the way we played a little bit, and it didn't work out for the best, for the team. We kind of dialed down the pressure that second half, and, hats off to King City. They played extremely hard, and they have some very, very athletic girls on that team, and, they hit some big shots with good defense in front of them, Brittany Walters was a load for us in the post, and she did an incredible job down there. And they were able to make some big buckets and close that gap. And I told the girls in the locker room halftime that if we go into that fourth quarter, a two-possession, three-possession lead, that we're going to be in trouble. That we withstood a heck of a charge from them, but fortunate enough to get out of there with a victory.
When you went into the overtime period, who would have had potentially momentum, because they were in the process of pairing it back most of the fourth quarter?
Oh yeah. They had a 17-point fourth quarter, so that momentum was fully into their hands. We went to overtime, and on their floor with that momentum, they had me on the ropes. I was worried about how we were going to respond, but our defense really, really kicked in. We held them to 1 point off free throw in that overtime period.
If I understand Coach Bridger right this year, he wants to try to go four out and one in if he can, and then allow Walters, who's really a pretty polished post player, some room to operate now. Is that what they wanted to do against you?
Yeah, that's exactly what they did against our man-to-man. They went four out, one in, and they looked to get her the ball. When she got the ball, I was happy the way we played defense against her. But, you hit the nail on the head. She is a very polished post player, and she made some outstanding plays in that post with good defense on her. We had our hands full with her, that's for sure.
All right, Union Star, first round of the PVI tournament. Won that one and won pretty handily. Maybe it wasn't as much as how Union Star played against you, but how you played Union Star and came out for the tournament. It just looked like it may have been kind of a 1-8 game, but it's a game you have to play to get further along.
Those Union Star girls, they played their hearts out. They never quit the whole game. There's a lot of learning going on with that team this year, and they play hard, and my hat's off to them on that. They did play hard, and I respect that as a coach, seeing that out of those girls. And I wish them luck the rest of the year. But, we were fortunate enough to get some girls in there and get some of our younger girls in there to get some experience, get their feet wet in the high school side of basketball. And, we're fortunate enough to get a win out of it.
Okay, Stuartsville in the semifinal last night, a 64-30 win for you. And, I don't know if people can tell in the last couple years, what the steps have been for Stuartsville from where they were at to where they got to maybe last year. And I'm not positive how they're roster turned over, but they've really become much, much better in handling the basketball and really kind of knowing how to negotiate is a pretty limited roster in terms of number. Now, I don't know if they're necessarily that way this year, but maybe it's not as fast as is what they wanted, but there is some progression there.
Oh, absolutely. They have 11 girls out this year, and I know last year they had trouble with numbers. The new coach this year, and she has them playing absolutely some intense basketball. They play hard defensively, offensively. They like to run the floor, and they have a lot of athletes that can do that. But Stuartsville girls are definitely going in the right direction. They that first quarter, they were ready to play us, and scouting the game before against them in Osborne, I told the girls in the locker room that it's not the Stuartsville teams of old, you know, during their high school career. This team's going to come out, and there's an opponent in that locker room that believes they can beat you here and upset you. And, you know, they came out on fire. They came out and scored 8 points on us in that first quarter. You know, we were fortunate enough to get a 10-point lead in that, but, you know, they took it right to us at the beginning, and we had to work for it.
Tomorrow night to have DeKalb of the PVI tournament final. DeKalb has won their first couple games pretty decisively also. And you know, should look the part. They're, as the roster is constructed, they certainly deserve to be in, you know, a championship game, or at least they have that kind of experience, because, you know, they just have a lot of players that have varsity basketball minutes. I would guess you're going to get as much or maybe more an intense a game than what you got with King City, but the difference is it, you know, it's a tournament feel.
Yeah, and you know, DeKalb girls are not going to take the floor very often and play a team that has more athleticism than they do. They're extremely athletic from, you know, all five starters, and plus they have about they have several girls that come off that bench and, you know, play just as well, if not better, than some of the starters. But you know, there's not a big drop off there. They are very, very athletic. Quick, fast, you know, everything. They, you know, they're good shooters from outside. They have three, the Parsons, Dittemore, and Rice can hit from outside. They have some post players that can you know, beat you around down there in the block. But, you know, defensively, they communicate really well. They're intense on defense. They're really, really aggressive. You know, they're gonna throw a 2-3 trap on us in half court, and also some man-to-man. But the defense intensity is going to be there with them. We're gonna definitely have our work cut out for us.
South Nottoway head basketball coach Aaron Murphy.